Thank you for calling Athena Health, where we strive to cure complexity and simplify the practice of care. We provide intuitive technology and embedded services that improve clinical effectiveness, patient experience, and financial performance for our customers. If you're not yet a customer of Athena Health and are interested to learn more about how our solutions can help your healthcare practice, health system, or payer organization, please press 1. Thank you for calling the Client Support Center at Athena Health. Please note, calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Press 1 to enter your case number. Press 1 for password reset. Press 2 for billing and claims. Press...
Thank you for calling Athena Health. This is Rova. May I have your practice ID and also your full name?
Hi, good morning. This is Shashant Bhatt here, and the practice ID would be 28784.
Thank you. And do you have a case created for today?
Nope.
Okay, may I ask for your username then when you're logging into Athena?
Sure, it is S as in Sam, B as in Bravo, S as in Hotel, A as in Alpha, T as in Tango, T as in Tango, 29.
Thank you. Pulling it up now. And may I ask, are you familiar in creating cases in Athena Health?
Yeah.
Okay, just a second. Still looking into your profile. Problem. 27284, right? That's the practice ID.
It is 28784.
Pulling it up now. Okay, I have found your profile, and may I ask for your best contact, please, when you're calling in Athena?
Sure, it is 301-477-8673, decline no extension.
Thank you. So how can I help you today?
Actually, I need your help with the claim. The claim ID is 11852.
11852, pulling it up now.
Yes.
It shows in here that number does not exist though.
The claim number, it is the claim number 11852.
Under table space 27284, right?
Practice ID, right?
Correct.
The practice ID is 28784, right? Is that correct?
28784, I see that's why. Sorry about that one. Pulling it up now. Okay, I have pulled up now that patient's account. How can I help you regarding on this claim? Sorry.
No problem. God bless you. And I just wanted to ask for this. Actually, the patient is having dual plan. How many healthcare it has paid dual plan, Medicare and Medicaid. And the claim is processed for both plan, from both the plan, and we have received the both EOVs. As you can see in the resource section, the first EOV and the second EOV. The first is paid by Medicare, and the paid amount is $151.53. And the secondary, like Medicare, paid $24.72. So the claim is processed from the both dual payer. So we just need to write off the the overpaid amount.
The remaining balance?
Yes, remaining balance.
I see. Thank you. Apologize for that.
And
checking out in here. Mm-hmm.
And also, how can we add the secondary pay in this section? The insurance section? Because
yes, you wanted.
But the member ID would be the same. So is it possible to add?
Yeah. Since you mentioned it's a dual plan, sorry.
No problem. Yes, so can you please guide me? How can I add the secondary pair with the same member ID and the same?
Yep. Is that secondary pair already added into the patient's quick view?
Hold on. No.
If that's the case, then kindly add it first in the quick view. Kindly go into the patient's quick view right now.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Once you're on the patient quick view, kindly try to scroll down and just go into the insurances section. You should have there the add new link for the secondary.
Secondary add new, yes.
And then you try to add then the insurance and then just put in the member ID.
Insurance name is required.
Yes, kindly put in the insurance name.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be different from the primary, though. I'm just going to let you know because it will not allow you to add similar package names. Yep.
That is what
good,
I was
good.
Asking.
And then try to...
That is what I was asking because the member ID and the insurance name would be the same because it's a dual plan. So the insurance and insurance package ID or package name would be the same, but it's processed differently because the first is Medicare and the second is Medicaid.
We cannot really change that. Sorry, you cannot really change that then.
So we just need to write off the remaining balance, right? We cannot add the secondary pair, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Perfect. So, Pinnacle, can please guide me to how to adjust this?
Yeah, I'm double checking it first before anything else, because I do notice that the remaining balances is already being adjusted. Looking on it, okay. Yeah, what we need you to do on the claim, kindly remove the contractual adjustment because it shows in here that it's showing out a overpaid instead of it should not be overpaid.
Yes, because the insurance, the Medicare paid $151 and some cents, and after that, the Medicaid paid 24 the remaining balance. So it is like it is totally paid, not overpaid, but totally paid.
Yep. So what you need to do then is void out the contractual adjustment.
Hold on. So I need to go to claim details, and after that, the contractual amount, the 24, last.
The last row, that 1,048.47.
So we need to void, right?
That's correct.
Okay, void. And after that?
Once you have that voided out, that's the time then you should able to adjust off the remaining balance by clicking actions now.
Hold on. After clicking the void hyperlink, it is popping up that void transition for claim number 11852. And lastly, in the left void, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. So... transaction voided.
Good, and then you can now do the actions now and then try to do the adjust balance so that you could adjust off the remaining balance.
Okay, so the actually, hold on. So we need to write adjust a whole $1,023, right?
That's correct.
So it would be on the post payment and adjustment, right?
You could do that on post payment and adjustment, or you could do actions, and then you should have there the adjust balance, and then you can just select your adjustment reason and then adjust balance.
Okay. Transaction code adjust, right?
That's correct. And then you can just put in your kick reason, which is you can put in provider under contract, and then there should be an adjust balance button afterwards.
And the primary is paid more than secondary allowed.
Okay, and did you already refresh the claim? Once you've done that, it should gonna show close afterwards.
Yes, it's close, perfect.
Okay, good. Oh, is there anything else?
Nope, thank you so much. May I have the call reference number and your first name and last name initial, please?
There is no call reference, we only have cases, but you can reference this as well as call reference. It's 1-822-8272, and my last initial last name was C for Charlie.
And may I have your first name?
Rova, R-O-V-A.
Rova, and your last name initial is C for Charlie, right?
That's correct.
Perfect, Rova. Thank you so much for the information you shared with me. Thanks for assistance. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Bye-bye. And have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great day.